The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Mm-mm. 10:04 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Astros lose last night 7-3. Going at it again tonight. It's going to be Luis Garcia. And I thought Emmanuel was probably going to pitch. But no, I mean, this right-handed lineup is pretty strong, too. I mean, they've got left-handed. He's going to go against Jordan Montgomery. On the season, Jordan Montgomery is 1-1 with an ERA of 4.39. So
they better win, because we got to roll in the McCullers Cole with the chance of a sweep.
Yeah,
I'm not looking for that.
No,
they better win tonight.
No, I ain't looking for none of that either. I mean, yeah, tonight's this is a good game. We're gonna win some baseball games. Our hometown nine, I trust in them though. I don't know about trust.
Do you?
I'm not sure
you
about
hope?
Trust.
I mean, you hope?
I do. I'm rooting for our guys.
Of course.
Screw the Yankees.
As always.
You know what? No, you know what? I didn't like them before, and I especially don't like them now with their hypocritical and their the garbage cans. I'm so over garbage can. I'm so over everybody with their hurt feelings.
We knew this was the first opportunity for the people who have been hurt. The Astros hurt them, and this was their first opportunity. We knew what it was going to be.
No, I understand. But this is an organization that had Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, but
this is an organization that had that won a World Series in 2009 with a dude that was a card-carrying steroid user, and they're saying that we're cheaters.
But we know steroids are less of an affront to the game.
No!
No, we... That's,
no, no,
that's
no.
What
ask Doug Glanville.
No.
A major league player.
Ask everyone else, John.
A major league center fielder who lost his job because of steroids.
Ask all the fans and the pundits and the rioters who have told us this. What the Astros did was far more egregious than anything that came before it. Ask them. They've told me. I'm not listening to the guy who actually played the game.
Apparently, no. Oh, that's right. The Bash Brothers, they won a title.
Not
because
worse.
If you win a title and you're cheating at baseball. Wait. Every team that's ever won a title cheated. Every team.
Okay. I just know what the Astros did was worse. So
it's baseball.
Get over it.
Everybody cheats.
Look, I've done this multiple times. Baseball's. All the people who are affronted are phonies. Baseball, you live in your life's breath in the game itself is built on a lot of, you know, trying to get an advantage and stepping across the line. But apparently this line crossing has been decided to be the worst of all time.
This is it.
So we know.
You can't cross this line.
Yeah, but you use equipment. You use technology.
Except
and that's the
in
worst.
1980, the White Sox did it. Except in 1980.
Can I ask you something?
Exact same thing. Use the live feed and then put up lights on their scoreboard to tell hitters what pitch was coming, except they sucked, so no one cared.
People have leaned on nothing like this has occurred, and technology is worse. What, do they think steroids were made like from the seven herbs and spices from KFC?
Yeah.
You don't think technology went into designing steroids? Why is this particular technology far worse than, you know, medicinal technology?
I don't know. Stop. They can.
This is your sport.
They can do stuff to themselves.
This is your sport.
No, this is you. You're a huge Astro fan.
No,
all right.
I am not. I will root for them over everyone else because why wouldn't I? Baseball sucks. At least I'll pick the Astros. But this is your sport you love. Congratulations, hypocrite.
So Bregman, you get his soundbite. Bregman threw the ball away. It was the biggest play of the game. Obviously, Yuli, I'm blaming Yuli for this, though. Get off the bag. Leave it to one run. I know he wanted to get the out because, you know, you get the out, you're out of the inning, no run score. But instead of just one run scoring, three run score, because you wouldn't get off the bag, Yuli. Oh, by the way, Yankee fans, we're vindicated because our our Bronx cheers was the reason that the Astros lost. No, that's not why the Astros lost. The Astros lost because of a slow roller to third that Bregman threw away. Now, Bregman asked about the vitriol that the Astros caught last night. Here he is.
Hey, Alex, so much has been made of this series, that you guys' first meeting in a while. But what was your takeaway from the reception from the fans tonight? Did you ignore it? Did you hear much of it on the field? What was your takeaway from it?
I think we just tried to focus on taking good swings, competing, and worrying about baseball.
Thank you. Thank you. In Oakland, it was so horrible. Remember when the A's fans were doing stuff? That's right. They kicked their ass. Remember in Anaheim when they were throwing garbage cans on the field? Yeah, guess what? Kicked your ass.
Hey, Alex, how do you respond to the continued assertion that you stole that title not only from the Yankees and the Dodgers and others?
Your bitches wishes you had this.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting.
You wishes you had that trophy and those rings.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what you all wish. That's what you all wish, don't you? Your cheating didn't get you a World Series, did it? When Beltran was there, or when you were doing it against the Red Sox, when you guys were stealing each other's signs and the commissioner had to step in. You remember? Remember, your cheating didn't get it done, so it's not as good a cheating. So that's why you're crying like little bitches now.
Mm.
Yeah. Sick of the Yankees. They're so hypocritical with their steroids and their sign stealing and their using technology and using iPads and using everything that they did. And you got cheated and you won. And that makes me so mad. Shut up. Shut up. Bunch of hypocrites.
But you knew this was coming.
Yeah, I knew. So?
You knew this was going. That this particular
doesn't
series.
Mean I have to like it. I don't have to like those hypocrite bitches.
Okay.
No, that doesn't mean I have to like it, is it? Does it? No.
No, I'm just surprised by your reaction.
No,
you knew this day was. You knew this was going to be it. What they were going to do. And this series was going to be all about this, and particular media outlets leaning into this particular storyline.
Yeah. Oh, ESPN gobbled it up. A gobbledygook. That's what they love. That's what they gobbled up. Look at the Yankees. Let's go. Let's show this woman blowing up. And you know what? That site was unfortunate for a network television, okay, with kids watching while she's blowing up that can. Or at least trying to.
She's got poor lung capacity.
Yeah. I mean, but just the whole optics of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it was Star Wars Day and you're going to. Add that filth and flarn to the mix.
Yeah.
Yoda wouldn't have approved.
What is this? ES porn?
You think that's what the P stands for?
The ES porn network?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of it was a lot of porn for them. I mean, I'm sure producers were doing stuff in the dark, considering all the imagery they got from Yankee fans. It was like, okay, we understood. They're upset. Fine. Thank you. Are we done here?
Is Jason Castro hitting a little better than you thought? I think he is.
Are we? When his main competition for that position is Machete.
Machete is
bad. He is terrible and now injured. Anything that Jason Castro does.
Take a guess what Machete's OPS is.
Okay,
800 is good.
I know he's hitting under. Is he now under like? Is he like 090 now? What's he hitting?
His average is 091.
091. 800 is good. What's a bad hitter's OPS?
Bad is 500.
And he is atrocious. I'm going to go with 380?
303. OPS.
That's spicy.
It's beyond miserable. And you just extended him.
I don't know how much you're getting paid. It's not my money. I found that when we heard about it, just odd. What? You're locking yourself in with Machete without even considering.
They love him behind the play.
Okay. fine.
Except you got to be more than 6 for 66.
Yeah, and how about not miss that ball on the way in? Now, you got crushed by Odor, so no one's really
yeah,
caring
but
about
catch
that.
It. And then
yeah,
you
but catch
that
the
wouldn't
ball,
happen.
And he would have been out.
If you catch it and tag him, that
would
have happened.
He's out. So that's another guy. You can't be missing those plays
apparently
if you're not going to hit.
Apparently in Yankee Stadium, a catcher cannot catch the ball.
Yeah, him and,
cannot catch a
him
throw
and
in.
Sanchez. But you can't, if your main goal or your main thing is the pitchers like you and for, then and you can't hit, then you got to make that play.
Mm-hmm. You got to. 1014 ESPN 97.5. Alex, we'll get you on the other side. You want to talk Correa? We'll do it. 713-780-37. So we got some Cal McNair sound we got to play, too, before we leave today because knowledge is power. That's why.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 1018 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. That's the number to hang with us, 713-780-3776. Alex wants to get in here and talk about Carlos Correa. Let's do that. What do you say, Alex?
Hey guys, so I was watching, I was streaming the game illegally last night, so I was flicking her in and out, having to jump stream, so I didn't get to watch everything. But from what I did see, it was every single time Jose Altuve came up, it was F. Altuve,
mm-hmm.
F. Altuve, Brantley, everybody, like even guys who weren't even on those teams, but whenever Correa come up to bat, they would just like yell and they would just try to be like rowdy. Why? Why didn't they keep that same energy? Could it possibly be because they want to sign Correa and get him to New York next year? These guys are punks, dude. They're just, honestly, bleacher creatures, Mike. Nah. Dude, they're just a bunch of, what's the term, merry band of hog swallowers? That's all those guys are. It's junk. I can't wait to see the game at 6. That umpire had us the entire night, and it was horrible. We didn't have a chance. How are you going to ask the Abreu to throw the strikes that he threw any better than he threw him? That's not fair. I mean, Jesus. I mean, like, what is he supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
That is completely took the competitiveness out of it. Even though it went both ways, it was just like, golly, man. Something's got to be done about that. So, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, he was bad. He missed 21 strikes last night. Strikes or balls. He missed on 21 of his calls. That's a lot. That's a lot behind home plate. I don't know that it changed the game, though. I mean, he was bad for both sides. I thought Greinke was getting some calls early on, and then Tucker strikes out on that ball way outside. It was like, what the hell? Yeah, when an ump is as long as he's bad both ways, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. You mean he was bad? Not Angel Hernandez bad, but bad. Yeah, there's a chance that Carlos Correa goes to the Yankees. Yes, there is that chance. That could absolutely happen this offseason. So, and would it be hypocritical? Oh, now we love Carlos.
Oh, we know what the deal will be.
Yeah, right.
As soon as he puts on that jersey.
By the way, Dodger fans, all of you rooting for Mookie Betts. Mm-hmm. That's what he
and
cheated.
And Joe
he
Kelly won. And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Although he was a pitcher, it's a little different. But yeah, we know. Fans are hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're very forgiving. What happened? Well, what happened when Russ got here? That's our guy. What happened when Chris Paul got here? Not like there was much love for the Clippers when he got here.
No, we didn't like him.
No.
Yeah.
Our guy. We know. Soon as Correa, if it happens, puts on a different uniform, he'll be loved. And that's just how it'll be. And everyone will forget his Astro crimes. The uniform matters more than the actual person.
Oh, yeah. It always has, though.
Yes. Unless you're an NBA fan, then you just follow players around.
Well, it's hard to follow NBA, all the NBA players.
If you're a star player, people will follow you anywhere.
Yeah. So Cal met the media yesterday. He was at a firehouse?
Yes.
Or
not,
not the sub place.
No, it was an actual firehouse where, you know, they slide down poles, they wash the trucks, the Dalmatian sitting in the truck, all those things, a natural firehouse.
Now, he's got nothing new on Deshaun, okay? I really don't have anything new. There's ongoing investigations. We really can't comment until they run their course.
Why can't they comment? It's not a police investigation.
Well, there is a police investigation.
Well, they're not running one. It's not like they're involved in a police investigation.
No, but the police might ask them not to say anything. There is that possibility. Plus, it's just a good – that's always the good thing to say.
We're not going to say anything.
Yeah, we're just – we can't comment on it because there's an ongoing investigation.
Or there's nothing – you have nothing to say on it. What are the Texans going to say?
They're going to say, man, that Deshaun, what a POS.
Exactly. They're not going to say anything.
Yeah, we're trying to trade him, but nobody wants him.
Yeah, I mean, not now. We hope that once this is cleared up and, you know, he settles because we all know it's going there, that that we'll get our picks.
Yeah. They and asked about drafting Davis Mills. They see a prototypical type quarterback that has a big arm. They're excited to get him in here and work with him. Like all the positions, they were looking for guys that can come in and contribute, and they think he can do that. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
It's more than fine.
Is he replacing Deshaun? Well, we can't comment on an investigation. What? That's not an investigation.
That's not the question I asked you.
That's not an investigation.
No.
Cal? Now, knowledge is power. And who has knowledge, Del?
Well, according to Cal,
knowledge is power.
He is happy that, you know, one of the new acquisitions is a part of the organization because they're smart. And you found that funny for whatever reason.
Well, listen to the way he says it.
He is very smart. I think Nick is very smart, and I think y'all see that in the way he answers questions and goes about what he does. He's also fearless in his ability to turn over the roster in a big way, and I think we're in really good hands with Nick, so I'm really excited about him and what all he's done and what he'll do in the future, because the draft, as he said, is one part of it, and there'll be more chances to add to the team as we move through the different phases of the season.
Fearless to turn over the roster. There was a 4-win roster. How much fear is there in it to turn it over? What's the fear to turn over this bad football team's roster?
He's fearless.
Fearless. Stop
it. I mean, he inherited all bad players.
Yeah, and the guys who were good won it out anyway. Like the one guy you can see is keep JJ around. JJ didn't want to stay. You didn't even have to make a tough decision. JJ was like, please let me leave.
Can you let me go?
It wasn't like, oh, I can't believe
it. And not only that, you got nothing for him.
You, in fact, you were so accommodating.
Yeah.
You didn't get anything for him. It wasn't like, and everyone here would have been fine with JJ leaving. It wasn't like, wow, the Texans made a really tough decision. JJ wanted to stay. The fans wanted him to stay. And they still made the trade. What's he talking about, fearless? Signing Terrence Mitchell and
fearless
Kirksey,
fearless
because
Desmond King, fearless.
Yeah, because because we didn't really want to run out there, Vernon Hargraves out there, even though we brought him back. We didn't want him being one of our top corners, so we brought in Desmond King and Terrence Mitchell. Fearless.
No, that's heroic. No. That's not fearless.
Yeah.
Not having Vernon Hargraves on the. Is Vernon?
He's not going to make this roster.
Is he going to be on the field?
How?
Honestly?
Why?
Is Vernon Hargraves going to be on
the field? Lonnie Johnson's being let loose at corner. You got Bradley Herobe.
He's getting the leash. He's going to be unleashed?
Unleashed or off the chain, one of the two.
Which one is it?
I forgot what he said. Why would Vernon Hargraves play? Why is he going to make the roster?
Yeah. Because why would you bring him back?
Well, these are questions you need to ask.
Why is he even out there? I mean, I guess you have to have camp bodies,
yeah,
I guess.
You sign up to 90 people for camp.
I mean,
he's smart and fearless. First of all, he didn't do anything fearless because there's no fear here. He's locked in for the next 5+ years until Jack turns on him. And this roster was atrocious. Turning over the roster was the easiest decision to make. There are no hard decisions. They all stink.
Are you sad that A.J. McCarron signed with the Falcons?
Why would I be sad? He didn't.
Well, because we loved him here.
Did we?
Well, he did play that one game, remember, when and they sucked and they got beat, remember?
They got beat by the Titans. Made sure that, yeah, he lost that game. The Titans made the playoffs. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay. That's his best moment. I'm supposed to be sad over that?
Yeah. Because he was our guy.
He wasn't our guy.
He's our guy.
No, he's not. He was. He was a vagabond mercenary that hung around for whatever, and now he's gone. That's the life of A.J. McCarron. A.J. McCarron will never be anyone's guy. His whole career will be about finding the best landing spot, being a pro, being a guy who's good in the quarterback room, until they think you're too expensive to be a backup and we'll go get another one.
Well, he's actually been pretty smart. Your backups are making, what, $4 or $5 million now?
Yeah.
I think he signed just over one.
That's because...
You know what? Give me that one.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
Who's looking to give you four? Don't get too expensive and then
you
won't have a job.
No, you're too expensive and you're not any good. Guess what? We got to get rid of you.
Yeah. I mean, the Falcons, they didn't draft the young quarterback, but they couldn't like, why would we pay you four when we can pay some fifth rounder to be our backup here? Yeah, A.J. McCarron's doing it big and doing it right.
I miss him.
No, you don't. What's your favorite moment? The one where he led the opening drive against
the opening drive, and yes. That was the first time all year they scored on an opening drive.
Congratulations.
Yes. So, you think A.J. McCarron cared about we can't score on an opening? Or they scored a touchdown, I believe, on the opening drive
for the first
time all year, and it was the last game of the season. And A.J. McCarron led them to greatness.
How did the rest of the game go?
Well, He took that zero off their back.
Turned it into a one. I am thrilled for A.J. McCarron that he has gainful employment. I just don't have any moments where I cared about what he did.
Well, I thought it was the greatest moment in Texans history right there.
Which, as much as it's a joke, it's probably top 10, which speaks to the level of accomplishments here.
It's not a top 10
okay.
moment in Texans history.
Ending the streak of touchdownless on opening drives, I think it's pretty big.
It was actually
him and Billy Miller.
It was
touchdown.
A top 10 from that season, that's for sure.
That was a playoff season.
Yeah, they sucked.
They won a playoff game.
They sucked.
They were up 24
to
nothing.
They didn't score a touchdown. They were behind every
with
game.
Deshaun, well, maybe not
that was
behind.
When Baltimore, the Ravens, were like dominating everyone.
Well,
in the first
at a
week.
Minimum, we knew they did not score
in
touchdown.
The first drive,
I mean,
every game.
Who knows? Maybe they scored in the second. The other team didn't score. But yeah. With Deshaun Watson, you couldn't find a way to score a touchdown
no.
on the opening
No,
drive.
You couldn't do it.
You know, I'm glad. Look, the great thing for people is, or at least for Bryce Young, is that the same guy who couldn't unlock Deshaun Watson, he's coaching you now, Bryce. Look, I know Saban and Belichick have a connection, and that's probably one of the reasons why Bill O'Brien's there. And we know it's the island of misfit coaches that to go there and get reborn. But oof, this will be a big test of Saban's abilities.
Did you watch their spring game? I did.
Bryce Young was okay.
I watched. He was good, and then not so good.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a Bill O'Brien thing, but I told you during a break, like, now you could say that he faced a better defense than Mac Jones faced in the first three games last year.
That's true.
He had more complete incompletions in the spring game when he's practically throwing against air because no one's really rushing him. Than Mac Jones had in his first three games.
Yeah, but he also faced Alabama's defense.
Still, but you're not getting hit. How about you? It's not an indictment of Bryce Young. It just speaks to, look, everyone thinks Bryce Young's the next great one because Alabama is just a factory. You don't always hit on five-star quarterbacks.
No. 1030 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to hang with us. Come on.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, I got a question for you, Del. More racist, the NFL or soccer?
Well, soccer has been quite
for those
overt.
Of you that didn't hear about the NFL,
we
talked about Deion was mad because no players from the SWAC got drafted by an NFL team.
And my counter was that a lot of African-American players were drafted.
Yeah, but there was a lot that weren't.
So you think they targeted the SWAC?
They targeted historically black colleges and universities.
For what reason?
Because they're racist. There's no other explanation.
Okay.
Just racism.
All right.
There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, that's Roger Goodell. It's not us. That's Lance's league.
Lance's league, sir.
You know what wasn't racist? We had a lot of HBCU players, XFL. Well,
isn't it because you generally have HBCU players don't make the league, so there's a place for them.
Oh, maybe you're the racist.
Okay. How so?
Mm. Saying stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, that's racism.
So you got a couple instances of racism in your little soccer game, okay? I like to call it your little soccer games, which it's really a match. One was, so Angel
Di Maria.
Di Maria.
Argentinian international, plays for PSG. Currently, that's his club team. They were playing Man City yesterday in the Champions League semifinal.
So he's near the sideline, goes out of bounds, and he starts punching an opposing player. Di Maria does. And the announcer, do you have it? Do you want to play it?
I mean, yes. It is a short clip.
Yeah, it's really short.
And I may have to, you know, or John could give a little subtitle for it.
Yep.
But it seemed like an issue at the time for anyone who heard it. And as this thing doesn't want to play.
So Di Maria is an Hispanic player.
Yes. He's from Argentina. And as I mentioned, he's been around a long time, played for Real Madrid, which was your club when Ronaldo was there. So everyone knows him if you're a soccer fan. And this guy, come on.
Jim Beglin is the announcer. Jim Beglin says...
Yeah, he just
as he's walking off the pitch, Jim Beglin just says
his Latin temperament.
That's his Latin temperament.
Yeah,
playing there.
Yeah, it got caught by the world.
Well, I think he said it into the microphone.
Yeah, it wasn't like off mic. It was he didn't think the mic wasn't hot. You can hear it. Like there's background noise. It was recorded off someone's television. But this is what he said.
It's that Latino temperament.
Well, he's English, I think, Jim Beglin, or Irish. I'm not sure. So he didn't have an accent, but he did say that Latino temperament. And as you might imagine.
Oh, he caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he caught it. And so he had to apologize. I don't know if
he did it on air.
Yeah, he apologized. And he, you know what? He apologized, but maybe he'll be, I don't know, drawn fired. And quartered. He's in England.
This is what he said. When Di Maria sent off, I described it by using the word Latino during the CBS Sports Network broadcast. For anybody that's taken offense, I sincerely apologize. I apologize that you're offended. I apologize that I offended you, is what he said. So I don't know what's going to happen to him.
I'm sorry if you're offended. Did he say that?
For anybody that's taken offense, I sincerely apologize. He didn't really. Did he apologize for his actions, or did he apologize for people if you're offended?
I think he means.
I gotcha.
And now, if he just said, "I'm sorry if you're offended by that,"
that's my bad. Sorry about that for you.
Yeah,
it seemed unnecessary.
And then there was.
Do all Latinos in soccer display a temperament to get themselves thrown out of games?
I can't answer that.
You don't watch it.
I don't watch soccer.
You can answer
that better than I
would say using Latino temperament was incorrect. Just say Di Maria lost his head. That's the Di Maria lost his head. That's what you say.
Or his Latin head.
No. His cabeza. That's what he should have said.
Yeah. Perdió la cabeza.
No, you. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen to that guy, but yeah. Wrong.
His cabeza Latino.
Yeah. What are you doing?
That would have been funny. And then there was Jens Lehmann.
Yes.
He's a former Germany. No. He's the ex-Arsenal goalkeeper.
Yes, and I think he was a goalkeeper for the German national team as well, but he's of German descent.
Now, Dennis Aigo played for Germany.
I don't
know. He's black?
Yes. He's a young dude, too. He's 34, but younger than Jens Lehmann. I don't know if he played for Germany, but he's of German descent, and he played in Germany.
He was on Sky Germany. Now, he was doing television coverage on Sky Germany. Sky is Europe's sports channel.
Yes, ESPN.
It's their ESPN. Sky. Anyway, he was on German Sky Television talking about soccer, being an expert on soccer. And apparently, after he was on the air, ex-Arsenal goalkeeper Jens Lehmann sent him an Instagram post that said this: "Is Dennis actually your Quotenschwarzer?" Which means, is he actually your token black person?
Yes, I've watched enough German television that I know the second word is in reference to black, could be to a person or something that's black. I didn't know Quoten was the term for token.
Well, it's quota. It's quota. From quota.
Okay, quota. Yeah. That makes sense.
Your quota, Schwarzer. I think it's Schwarzer. Anyway, Lehmann admitted the message came from his phone in a brief statement, and he got fired.
See, why would you?
Why would you?
Why would you send it to him?
Why would you? First of all, why would you?
Why would you type that out and then send it to the guy?
Yeah,
and just, what you just expect him to? In the world we live in today, and this guy's 34 years old, younger dude, pretty. It's going to be a guy who understands social media and its impact. You think he was just going to let you get away with that?
Jens Lehmann's contract will be terminated with immediate effect. This also means that his mandate on the supervisory board will no longer apply. We personally regret this. It is not compatible with the principles of tenor and investment, Lars Windsor.
Like we saw with KD and Michael Rapoport, they had a relationship previous, and then KD got after him because he didn't appreciate Michael Rapoport's comments. Are they friends? And he just thought, hey, I'm just saying something off color and we're good. And then he didn't expect this guy to, you know, go out there and put his stuff on blast.
Yeah. And just under a month ago, the same company sacked goalkeeper coach Zolt Petri with immediate effect after racist and anti-gay remarks in an interview in his native Hungary.
Hertha Berlin's not had a good run.
No, Hertha Berlin is having a rough time of it.
Yeah.
It seems to be some racism going on in your sport.
In my sport?
Yeah. There's none of that is going on in our sports here in America.
You just said that the NFL is racist.
Well, other than the NFL and Roger Goodell, that goes without saying.
Ah. So, racism in the NFL, nowhere else in American sports, and racism all across soccer.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's concentrated to Hertha Berlin. You never know, John.
Or it's soccer.
I am not going
to
deny.
Soccer seems to be racist to me.
You think when, like, every 6 months they have to do this campaign where it goes say no to racism? You think Locker has a problem?
A bit of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way them people abuse Mario Balotelli.
Your people, you mean?
Those people.
No, you're Italian.
Those people.
Your people.
The Italians don't do that. There was probably fans that were infiltrating the Italian soccer league.
You want me to find the clips of when he's playing in Italy and they're doing it to him? Their own guy who's an Italian international has played for them in World Cups?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's an Italian problem?
No. There's no racism going on in Italy. I think that's well documented. Anyway, just blatant racism going on.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, there's racism and then there's stupidity.
Right.
And I just don't understand Jens Lehmann's deal. Like, do you know this dude? And you thought, okay,
right,
we make
okay.
these jokes
this
all the time.
Fun.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. And then he broke your trust and put it out there?
Just like Rappaport.
Yeah, Rappaport. Rappaport caught a lot from people going, oh, you clown. Yeah. You put his stuff out there, private DMs.
Yeah.
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 Well, you got to learn. You can't trust anyone with your words. That's why I don't respond to what you guys write.
Right. I think there's more racism coming out of the NFL. Looks like Tim Tebow is going to get a job with the Jaguars as a tight end.
You call that? Gator privilege? Because Urban's there?
Racist.
Like, I hope Urban does sign Tim Tebow because he's going on the path of another former Florida coach. Remember when Steve Spurrier was, hey, Danny Werfel, come play here. Right, L. Anthony, bring all the ex-Gators that won the national title with me here. I hope he does. Can he go sign, what's his name? He didn't coach Jamar Gaffney.
What's Percy Harvin doing?
Time? Possibly. I don't know where Percy Harvin is.
I didn't mean that, Percy.
Yeah, you better watch yourself.
No.
Is it?
That was reckless.
Can he bring JT Barrett on as well?
Yeah.
Sign all the your ex players that aren't good enough.
Love that.
He already has Carlos Hyde on the roster, one of his guys. Or was Carlos Hyde before? I think he might have. Let's see. Because Carlos Hyde is a legit NFL player. But I would like to see if Carlos Hyde played under Urban Meyer. Because if he did, good luck, Jaguars. If he's just going to start bringing in guys, he did play under Urban Meyer. Good luck, Jack.
Well, and not only that, but apparently Urban Meyer just bought a $2 million house right next to by Tim Tebow's. They're going to be best buddies, neighbors.
You're gifted the first overall pick because, you know, the Jets screwed it up. But if he's just going to bring in a parade of his old guys, can I say I'm loving it? I'm loving a prospect of that, him flaming out.
No, that'll be.
And you know how Urban Meyer looks when things go well? That is like he has this giant migraine. He's holding his knees. Like,
is that Harbaugh or is that?
No, that's Urban. Urban at the end of his Ohio State career could barely stand. Yeah. He looked like he was in so much pain.
Well, don't forget he had a heart problem.
The one that he took a year off from.
Yeah, right back to Ohio State.
He wanted to be with the family and all that stuff.
Right,
yeah.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way here. Did you see the Japanese town, Del, that they got their COVID money from the government? So what do you think they did with it? They built a statue of a giant squid. The town of Noto seeks to boost tourism in the area, where squid is a delicacy. So they built a giant statue of a squid. And they think that's going to help bring people to Noto.
Will that be more popular than Big Tech's?
Big Tech's, does Big Tech's bring people to see Big
Tech's?
People
want to see. If it's as look, if they've built that squid statue.
No, it's not that tall, actually.
Well, then they got to go really big.
It's a little
big.
Taller than 6 feet tall, but it's
not
long.
That's nothing. I need you to make it like the size of Big Tech's, just long ways.
Yeah.
That'll get people to see it.
Yep. Dell, no thanks to Lance. Guess what city is named the best barbecue city in the country?
Houston,
Texas.
Well, they must have. I got to give props to everyone else for bringing up the grade, considering how far it was pulled down because of Lance.
Right.
That's a Raul and Patrick Fegis. Fegis, is that how you say his last name?
I don't know that.
Lance always brings them
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Hey, wait. Truth Barbecue.
Yeah, it's got all those guys.
We got it all.
For being
Damaris Yanni Damaris.
You're actually going to give Yanni some credit?
Yes. Yes.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I just want to thank all those guys. I'm sure you guys have to put in a lot of work to make up for what Lance brings to the table.
No. Want to talk about barbecue. Swinging that pendulum?
Yeah.
Ruggles and Killians and...
You guys put in a lot of work.
Congratulations to us. A New Jersey woman claims her McDonald's wrapper was smeared with feces. Del, do you think that McDonald's should smear feces all over their wrappers?
Was it the inside of it or the outside?
No. She reached into the bag to pull out a burger and noticed a brown substance all over the wrapper.
Oh, you got to be
on her right hand.
You got to be one vindictive, angry person to do that. Because think about it. McDonald's has their assembly line and things go pretty smoothly. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you have to pause or have it set aside and just, you know what? This is the time. I'm gonna smear feces I've saved on the wrapper.
For you.
Yeah. What did this person do to you?
I don't know, but wow. Oh, well, here's another fine food story. A Florida woman finds a cigarette in her Taco Bell meal. It was, like, wet and stuck to her taco. Ugh. Would you rather have feces from McDonald's?
Beep! No matter what it is. Beep!
Taco Bell smokes.
You say feces, I'm going with B. The only thing that will compete is throw up, and even still,
Yeah.
I'm probably taking B and throw up. Those are two. Look, anything besides throw up and feces.
Boogers.
It's not worse than feces.
No. You're right. Apparently, the official cause of death came out of Prince Philip. You know, Prince Philip died.
Of oldness?
He was really old.
Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
That was the coroner's decision. He died of
being
old
and his body parts said enough.
He said, I'm tired.
We're done. We've given you all we can.
Worn out. Well, apparently, Del, a Malian, M-A-L-I-A-N, Malian woman who was thought to be pregnant with seven children. Apparently, she wasn't.
So she lucked out.
Not really. It was nine.
Oh.
They didn't even see the other two.
Golly.
Nine kids. What is she, a dog?
That
seems like a big litter.
That seems... And this, there was no scientific help. It just happened naturally.
At this point, we don't know.
That is crazy. And all the kids are healthy?
Yeah. Five. Wow. I think it was five boys and four girls.
Nine children.
Nine.
How do you move around in life? Like, you carried those.
Nine!
Like, and for the last 3 months, you had to be feeling it. How do you live? Like, wow. That's a miracle. Legit miracle.
This isn't a miracle. Joe Exotic's ex-husband says the wedding was fake and he's now married to a woman.
Which one of these husbands who we knew wasn't really gay is
at
this time?
You know the three with the pink shirts on? Those? Yeah.
So we know one of his husbands killed himself. The other one got new teeth, and then the next one was...
Well, it's the one with the teeth, right?
The one with the new teeth?
Yeah, right, because he did marry a woman.
Yeah, we knew he was. Yeah, we figured that
John out. John Finley told the Sun he was young and dumb, didn't know a nail from a hole in the wall when he first met Tiger King. The fake one was basically a publicity stunt so Joe could get his own reality TV series.
I thought
series.
We already knew that they weren't really together.
Yeah.
And he
thought that was kind of a divorce thing, but it was the whole thing
wasn't
a fake
gay at all.
Yeah, but isn't he the one that also had Tiger King written up above his crotch?
Yeah, he went all in, but he said like he attributed it to being like on drugs. Imagine that with his previous teeth situation, and I don't know, but I thought it was pretty clear that we found out he wasn't gay. Now he's married to a woman named Stormy Sanders. Which
any woman named Stormy, she's going to do stuff.
But Stormy Sanders sounds like the definition of like a 90s porn star name.
Well, yeah. And then who Donald Trump was with?
Stormy
Daniels. Same thing.
No, I'm looking at her. Not the same thing.
And now defunct Ontario Christian College and the estates of two former headmasters shouldn't be held accountable for verbal and emotional abuse suffered by students. Their lawyers argued, saying their clients had no way of knowing that it would cause any harm. How would you know that verbal and emotional abuse is going to cause anyone any harm?
How do I know that it's really abuse? These kids these days are soft.
They are soft.
I don't know that.
I don't think
abuse. It's
any question.
My dad used to like, it wasn't, well, there. I guess you call it verbal abuse now. Now it's just back then it was like, hey, stop doing stupid stuff. My mother would be like, look, all the stuff you're doing, fine. But you know what you don't do? Don't pull him up by his ears. My dad would grab me by both ears and pull me up off the floor. And my mom was like, okay, that's too far. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Everything else, well, okay, he was bad. Do it.
A South Carolina man who was forced to work over 100 hours every week for years without pay and was subjected to verbal and physical abuse was supposed to receive close to $273,000 in restitution. And an appellate court said, nope. $546,000. How's that? He was forced. John Christopher Smith was forced to work at a cafeteria in Conway without pay for years.
Mm.
And his employer, Bobby Edwards, is sentenced to 10 years in prison for the abuse.
So this is the opposite of that story we heard about the guy who never worked, and he pretty much threatened
yes,
that woman
it's the
into,
exact opposite.
Hey, you better keep paying me or you're going to have a problem.
And the problem is that it was a black guy that he forced to work all those years. Yikes. Mm. A Maryland woman set her home on fire with a person inside, then sat in a lawn chair in the front yard to watch. I don't think she's very nice.
Do you think that's a good thing to do to someone?
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's something that I think she should probably.
Well, you don't know what that person said to her.
Well,
was she provoked?
I don't care. You don't set your house on fire with somebody in it.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
And sit and now, is this entertaining to you? Let me get my lawn chair out.
Screams of pain coming out of the death screams coming from that person.
I just think you're not a very
maybe
nice
you're
person.
Not a great person. But
I don't think you're a nice person.
Look, you are being very judgmental. You don't know that woman. You don't know her.
I don't.
Do you
I don't
know that
know
woman?
Her.
Do you know what she did?
She probably is. What if she gave some money to Lance McCullers for his dog?
Maybe she's had a long history of being doing great, nice things, and this person pushed her over the edge.
Mm.
You don't know.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. It just seems like she. This was.
You're going to allow one mistake to cloud your judgment
you think
about this
woman?
This
is her alone.
I assume.
10:56. We're done. Charlie Palillo's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
ESPN 97.